Hey everyone, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item we have today, I'm actually doing a updated recording of this because I'm actually super excited. We actually got an updated version of this in the store, and I wasn't really aware of it. Shout out to Viola, great customer of ours. She actually called me and informed me. This does not charge with micro USB. This charges with USB-C. And what I'm actually referring to is our single Bluetooth earpiece that we've actually been selling for years and years and years. I've been getting these in and selling them out and just assumed that they were still charging with micro USB. But I'm super excited to find out from Viola that they are charging now with USB-C. So they did update because we get these in, we don't see the box. They're just the same box we've always gotten them in. I haven't opened the boxes to look in them. They just look exactly the same. And since I didn't open the box to look in there, I did not notice that they've actually changed the earpiece a little bit and changed definitely the USB-C part of it, which is really, really a nice update. Been waiting on them to get that updated, and now they finally have. So, what is this single Bluetooth earpiece? Well, a lot of you guys know, been selling these for years. It's actually one of the best sellers that we've ever had in our store. It really, really is. If you go back and look at our seller items that we sell, it's actually one of the best sellers ever in our store. Like I said, we've been selling this for about 4 or 5 years now. What makes this so great is the fact that it's super small, it's easy to throw in a pocket or purse, carry it with you, but yet it gives you 24 hours of battery life. Gives you great quality microphone. In fact, I'm actually talking on it right now. So I wanted to surprise you guys. I'm actually talking on the earpiece and doing this complete recording on this Bluetooth earpiece. So you can hear how great this thing sounds. It is just fabulous, the quality of the microphone on this. And it sounds just as good on their end as it is on your end. So the speaker on this, really good speaker, sounds great on your end, but it now you can tell it also sounds just as great on their end. But this is basically about 2 inches long. It has about a half inch tall. It's kind of a rectangle shape, but then on one end it's rounded off and the other end it's flat. So it kind of looks like a bullet because like one end is rounded off and the other end is flat. And it's about 2.5 inches long, about 2 inches long. It's about a half inch tall, and it's about a quarter of an inch thick. Very small and very lightweight. Now, what makes this so great is number one, the microphone, but the other thing is how small it is, easy to carry with you. But another thing that makes it great is the fact that it does not block out the noise around you. So even though it has these little rubber ear tips that go on the very inside of your ear, they actually don't go all the way down into your ear canal. Now, they do include with this new updated version. They do include a couple of rubber ear tips that do have that noise isolating proboscis, as I call it, that actually goes down and seals off your ear canal. But they also include another kind that I like is my favorite, and it's the one that kind of just funnels the sound down into your ear, but it doesn't actually go down in all the way and block out your ear. Now, the other thing I'll do is I'll take the ones that do have that little sealing proboscis on them. I'll just take a pair of scissors, I'll just snip those off, and that way now I've got several of the ones that actually just have the little funnel, but they're not actually going all the way down in my ear. So of course, you guys could do what you want to do with that, but I just snip mine off. But somebody out there might want the ones that actually go all the way down in your ear. But I like to know and be able to hear what's going on around me because this is especially great for Aira or Be My Eyes. That way you can hear traffic and stuff going on around you, but you can also still hear Aira or Be My Eyes in your ear on this earpiece. Now, what makes this so great is the another great thing about it is the battery life. 24 hours of battery life. Now, if you're like me, maybe you've gone to using your cell phone as your home phone. This is a great earpiece to use to talk on because you can talk for a long time on this thing without the battery going dead. Now, I've tried brands like Plantronics and stuff like that, but the battery life on those are just horrible. You get maybe 4 to 5 hours and that's it. Even the AirPods, you don't get but like 4 or 5 hours a battery life. Well, this one you're going to get 24 hours. It's only going to take about 3 or 4 hours to charge, and that's it. And then you're going to get that 24 hours. So it's really a win-win deal for everybody involved. Now, this new one is just a little bit different than the old one, and it's not a lot different physically, but there's a couple differences. First of all, the main thing, of course, is the USB-C. And the second thing about it is the old one had this kind of a soft touch, tacky texture on the plastic on the inside of the earpiece and around the sides and on the inside. And the new one does not have that. The new one is just kind of a textured plastic. They got rid of that soft touch, tacky material, which is not a bad thing. I think that soft touch, tacky coating would actually come off after a while, or whatever. It kind of just feels weird. But yeah, so they did get rid of that. And then the USB-C, and really other than that, that's it. But let's talk about the features that these have. First of all, these have audible and voice feedback. So it will give you beeps and it will also talk to you. So when you first turn this on, it will say power on. And then if it goes into pairing mode, it will say pairing. And then when it's connected, it will say connected. And then when it's in mute, it will say mute on. And then when you take it out of mute, it will say mute off. So it does have some good audible and voice feedback. When the battery gets low, it will make a tone to let you know the battery's getting low. It also has the ability to, if you wanted to use this to listen to books and stuff, you could. But it does have a separate rocker switch for volume up and down. That rocker switch also doubles as track forward skip and track backward skip. Also has a physical slide switch for the power on and off, which I actually really like because a lot of things now, they require you to push a button, hold the button down or whatever to tell if it's on or off. This one easily can tell because it slid one way or the other, on or off. Very nice there. And then it does have a button on the outside of it. That's one of your main buttons there. And then that's pretty much it. Now let's go over. So like I mentioned, audible and voice feedback, great sound, great microphone, mute option. Also has voice activation, your voice assistant activation. So you can activate Siri or Google Voice with it. Multi-point connection. So you can connect this to multiple devices and go back and forth between those devices very easily. So that's a huge deal. And let's see what else. So I think it also has a redial feature. It also has, let's see, redial, multiple point volume. I think I covered about everything. Play and pause. And so yeah, I think those are the features. Excuse me. So let's go over the buttons and let's go over what they do. So by the way, it does have the microphone on this is on the rounded end. It's the end that's furthest away from the actual earpiece that goes in your ear. And then the end that's closest to the earpiece, that's where the USB-C cable plugs in to charge. All right, so let's go over the buttons on this. So that it has one long button going down the outside of this, almost running the length of the earpiece. Very easy to feel, very easy to press, good and clicky. That button is going to be get a call, press that once, it'll answer the call. Press it again, it will hang up on a call. If a call's coming in, I believe if you hold it in for a couple seconds, it will actually reject the call. If you are off of a call and you press it twice quickly, it will redial the last number called. And then this big button also acts as a play and pause. So if you're listening to a book, listening to music, you can press this button. It'll pause the music, press it again, it'll start the music playing again. Now, this will work in your right or left ear. Depending on which ear you have this in, is going to be where the controls are. So if this is in your right ear, the volume controls are going to be on the top edge and the power switch is going to be on the bottom edge. Is if this is on your left ear, the power controls or the volume controls are going to be on the bottom edge and the power switch is going to be on the top edge. And then of course the play, That big button down the side is going to be the same regardless because that's going down the side. Now on the volume, it is a rocker switch where each end of the rocker is higher than in the middle. So the middle, it kind of goes out toward, flares out up on one side and then flares up on the other side, and then in the middle it's lower. Okay, so if you press the button that's raised, that's closest to the microphone, that's volume down. If you press that once, it'll turn the volume down, then press it again, turn the volume down, press again. If you press the button that's closest to the charging port end, that's volume up. And then if you're listening to music or books or whatever, if you hold down on the volume down button, the one closest to the microphone, that will skip to the next track. And then if you hold down on the volume up button that's closest to the charging port, that will skip back to the start of the song, and then do it again, and it will skip to the previous track. And then, like I mentioned, the outside button is going to be play and pause. And then that's it for the controls, and of course the slide. Now on the slide switch, if it slid closest to the microphone, so if it slid away from the charging port, that's power off. If it slid toward the charging port on the end with the charging port, that's power on. Now let's talk about what you get in the package with this. Like I mentioned a minute ago, you do get three different rubber ear tips to choose from. You also get a couple of plastic ear hooks if you need more stability. These are water and sweat resistant, so you can use these while you're working out. If you need some more stability, then they do give you two plastic ear hooks that just snap down on the post between the ear tip and the actual, so where the earpiece is, the little rubber earpiece is on the earpiece, the rubber ear tip is on the earpiece, and the actual main part of the earpiece, the 2 inches long piece, right between those two things is a post, a plastic post. And the ear hook, if you locate on the ear hook, there's a one side that looks like a horseshoe or a U shape that just snaps down on top of that round post. Just push it like that and just snap it right down, and then just pull and it snaps back off. So that's where that goes. And then the ear tips themselves easily just pop right off. Just take and just pull, and they'll pop right off the earpiece, and that's how you change it out. Now, each one of the Bluetooth, each one of the rubber ear tips has a little stabilizer ring on the end. And when you have this in your ear, that little stabilizer ring goes to the back of your ear towards like right where that cartilage is. And that will help hold it in your ear if you didn't want to use like the ear hook or whatever. So you get the three different rubber ear tips, you get the two plastic ear hooks, you get the earpiece itself, the Bluetooth earpiece itself. You also get the USB to USB-C charging cable, and you get a neat little carry case. This is a round hard shell carry case. It zips up. On the outside of it, it has a spring-loaded clip that actually you can clip to a purse. You can clip to a belt loop. You can clip to whatever you want to clip it to. Nice little zippered hard shell case. And inside the case, there's a little mesh pocket that you can tuck in your little accessories. And then the other side just is open where you can store the earpiece. So you get all that in the package. Now, to put this in pairing mode, initially out of the box, when it's not been paired yet to anything, when you turn it on, it should automatically go into pairing mode, and it should actually say pairing. Once it says pairing, you're going to go to your device. You're going to go to your device's Bluetooth settings, go all the way down to the bottom, and look for LCB41. You're going to tap on that, and that's going to connect really quickly to your earpiece. Now, one really cool thing about this, if you have the earpiece connected to your phone or whatever, your device, and you have it next to you and it's turned off, and say you get a call and it's sitting next to you turned off, all you have to do is reach over, put the earpiece in your ear, and turn it on, and boom, you'll turn it on, it will connect to your device and answer the call it automatically. That's really, really neat. So you don't have to press any buttons or anything like that to answer the call. Just flip it on, flip the switch on, it'll connect to your phone and then answer the call. So that's a very neat feature there. Now, once it's paired to one device, to pair it to a second device, you're going to go to this big button that's on the side, that's running down the side of the earpiece. You're going to hold that in. The first time you hold it in, the first thing you come to is going to be a beep. Now that beep is going to be your voice assistant activation. So if you hold in on that side button until it beeps, let up on that, then you can speak what you want. That's going to be Siri. That's going to be Google Voice, whatever. But if you keep holding it in past that beep, it will put it into pairing mode and it will come up and say pairing. At that point, connect it to your other device, and then you can just go back and forth between devices, and whichever one you're using at that time is the one that's going to connect and start playing through the earpiece. So that's how easy it is to connect to a second device and how easy it is to go back and forth between those. All right, so a lot of people want to use these earpieces with their computer for Zoom or Skype. And you can do it because I'm doing this recording right here from my computer, so you guys are hearing me. If I was to go now and walk into the other room and leave my computer, I can walk back here, walk down the hallway, and now it's still recording me. That way you can tell it's not recording from your computer or not recording from my computer's microphones. It's recording from my Bluetooth microphone, okay? But there is a step you have to do in order to get it to do that. And I'm going to walk you through that step. Now this Bluetooth on this, I'm gonna say it's probably Bluetooth 5.1 or 5.2. So you're gonna get probably about 20, 30 feet. I wouldn't go further than that. But if you wanted to use this, if you're on a Zoom call, you wanna walk around your house and not have to have your computer in your lap, or of course your phone in your lap or whatever, you could do that. And then you would always be able to talk to the Zoom group even when you're walking around your house. So it's a really neat deal there. But I would say probably not more than 30 feet I would go to keep a nice connection. But anyway, to get to this spot where you can use this with your computer, you have to do two things. First of all, you have to connect it to your computer, so you want to make sure that your computer does support Bluetooth. So once you've confirmed that your computer does have Bluetooth built into it, you will go to your Windows settings. You will go over to tab down to where you get to the list of the different headings of the settings. So you'll have like home and then system and then Bluetooth devices, and you're going to want to go into Bluetooth devices. So you're going to, like I said, go to Windows settings, tab once, then arrow to Bluetooth and devices, hit enter on that, tab down to where it says add device. At this point, you want to make sure your earpiece is turned on, make sure it's in pairing mode, and once the earpiece is turned on and in pairing mode, you'll tap on, it'll ask you what kind of device you want to add, and at this point, you're going to hit enter on Bluetooth, and it will start looking for your device, and then it will find it. So you'll then tap down once, and then in the list box, when you tap down in the list box, you'll arrow until you see LCB41. When you see LCB41, you're going to hit enter on that, and then your computer will immediately connect to the Bluetooth earpiece. So that is how easy it is to connect. Now, at this point, that is just using your Bluetooth earpiece on your computer for listening to stuff. So that means if you do any recording, it will actually be recorded through your computer's microphones, not the Bluetooth earpiece's microphones, but you will hear everything through your Bluetooth earpiece. Now, but we want to get to the point where it's actually recording from your Bluetooth earpiece and not your computer's microphone. So this is the first step. You've got it connected. Now you're hearing everything from your computer coming out of your Bluetooth earpiece, but it's still not recording. It's not coming from your Bluetooth microphone. It's coming from your computer's microphone if you have to record something. So now we're going to put it and we're going to set it so it comes out of your Bluetooth microphone. So what we're going to do is we're going to get out of your Bluetooth settings there. Once you connect to it, your computer will come up, Windows will come up and say it's connected. You'll just hit enter on done, and that'll drop you out of that window. Then you can close out of the Windows settings. Now, for our purposes, the easiest way to get to where we need to go is going to be to do a Windows search. So I have mine. I just hit the Windows key on my keyboard, and it brings up the search. Now, I am using Windows 11, the newest version of Windows 11. So your Windows 10 should be similar to these commands. Might not be exactly the same, but should be very similar. But for our purposes now, we're doing Windows 11. So at this point, I'm going to hit the Windows key, and I'm going to type in change system sounds. So change system sounds. Okay, that's going to pop up in your list. You're going to hit enter on that, and it's going to drop you into the sound settings, and it'll drop you into the sounds tab. Okay, so this is a list of tabs going across. You're going to have playback, you're going to have recording, you're going to have sounds, and you're going to have communications. And for when we go into this, it drops us into the sounds tab. So we want to be concerned with the recording tab. So what we're going to do is we're going to arrow to the left to go to the recording tab. At that point, we're going to tab once. It's going to drop us into a list of all of our recording devices, and we're going to look for headphones. Should say headset LCB 41. Okay, so we're going to arrow up and down until we find headset LCB 41. At that point, once we find that, we're going to initiate a write applications key, which some people, it's their to the right of their space bar between their alt and their control key. To others, it'll be shift F10, but whichever way you do it, you're going to initiate the write applications key. Okay, once you initiate that write applications key, or just the applications key, you're going to arrow down to where it says set as default device. So when you see set as default device, you're going to hit enter on that, and it's going to select it. Then at that point, you'll just tab over to apply and then OK, or just OK, and that's all you have to do. And now that will, now whenever you're using your Bluetooth earpiece with your computer, the microphone on the earpiece will be what's coming and what's being picked up rather than the computer microphone. So this way you can go to Zoom, you can do your Zoom groups, you can walk around the house with your earpiece. It will still be picking up with the microphone, and it won't be picking up through your computer's microphone. So that is all there is to it. It's pretty easy to do, and it'd be very convenient to use on Zoom and different video calls and conference calls like that. So very, very cool. But guys, I think that does it about for this updated version. I'm super excited about it. You can hear how great the quality is on this. And it does now charge with USB-C, which is a super great update. And then it does come with all pretty much the same things. It doesn't include that little hokey stereo cord thing like the old one did, but nobody used that anyway, and it was kind of gimmicky and kind of worthless, so they quit including that, thank goodness. But you do get the earpieces, the ear hooks, the rubber ear tips, and all that good stuff, the carry case. And that is our 24-hour single Bluetooth earpiece, one of the best single earpieces you will ever find, with great quality. And I would say if I had to give it one knock, the microphone picks up a lot of stuff around you. So it is, so don't expect that when you're talking to people that it's going to block out all the stuff that you're doing around you. Unfortunately, there's not anything out there that really does that well. And if it does, then it ends up making you sound weird. So it does have a really sensitive microphone. So if I just do this, or I'm doing, if I go to my sink, like go over here, like if I go over here to the sink and run some water, then you're gonna hear the water running and stuff like that. So that is, I don't think we've mastered that technology yet of blocking out the stuff for people not to hear. Like if I went to get some ice in my so just be aware, it's not gonna block out like that kind of stuff. It doesn't have noise cancellation or anything like that, but for a really just a basic single Bluetooth earpiece, you just can't beat this for battery, for quality, and the quality of the microphone on this is so much better than a lot of those other generic earpieces and earbuds out there. I've tried a lot of those from China, and the microphones on those always just suck so bad. They're just so horrible. But this microphone, I am so pleased with it. It is quality of Apple microphone that Apple uses in their AirPods and stuff. So at least, you get the super quality microphone that you don't find in a lot of things unless you get into those expensive things like AirPods and Sonys and stuff. So, but that's that about it, guys. That you get the carry case and all the accessories, and this is the new updated version of our single 24-hour Bluetooth earpiece. So, if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.